wireless charging.
Snack break!
Wireless charging built into our palms.
So you want to become a transhuman?
Wait. No.
Transhuman, not transvestite.
I don't know. What is that?
It's like people that want to become cyborgs like and have cybernetic parts.
Biohackers.
No, it's called transhumanism. Hmm. Hey, welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate. It's the show that's recorded in my car, somewhere in the parking lots
of corporate USSR.
Somewhere in the parking lots of Captain Chang's.
Captain Chang's.
Would you eat at a place called Captain Chang's that was like seafood, but like Asian inspired?
But like all fried.
Sure. But like the hush puppies have a little zing to them, you know?
And like the fried seaweed salad, like it's crunchy yeah. outer layer, but really slimy, gooey inside.
Totes, dude. Yeah.
No, I would not.
Can we talk about PF Chang's for a second?
Sure.
Because I don't understand that restaurant.
I can't remember the last time I went there.
I've eaten there twice. Once on our own.
Okay.
It was garbage. Okay. The food was not that good. The portions were too small. The service was meh. It was very expensive and overpriced. And then I went again a second time when somebody invited me to go.
And he lost a friend.
I actually haven't hung out with that person. I don't think it was related to them taking me to P.F. Chang's. But at any rate, I don't understand why people eat there. And it's always packed and it's always super busy. Like, there's so many things like that in life where, like, there's this groupthink that goes on where everybody just decides that something's good or cool. And so people like Starbucks. I'm sorry, but, like, Starbucks coffee is bad. It's not good. It's not good. It's fine. It's perfectly serviceable. But it's not worth the premium you pay for it.
Mm-mm.
And
not
like, but it's like, it's been agreed upon that that's the thing. That's what you, it's where you go. And it's so weird. Like, I feel like P.F. Chang's is that same exact type of thing where it's like, that's just where you go for fancy Chinese. Like,
this past week,
but it's bad.
We were going to go to Longhorn Steakhouse or whatever. And the wait was going to be like an hour and a half to 2 hours. And yeah. It was packed. Like, the line was out the door.
Yeah.
And Molly went in to go, because we had called ahead.
It's a chain.
She went to go get her pager. And she walked out and she goes, oh my gosh, it smells like barf and urine in the front door. And then, yeah.
But they were lining up around the block.
Yeah, I mean, like, the food there, I think, has always been fine. But, like, she was sitting there going, a 2-hour wait, barf and urine in the entryway.
Like, why
I
not?
I don't think so.
Maybe we just go somewhere else. Yeah, totally. It's like, that's the mentality that makes somebody, like, I feel like part of that is, like, ego's the wrong word. It's not ego, but it's like...
It's post-purchase fallacy, if you want to know what that is.
Well, we could talk about that. I guess maybe we're talking about the same thing. It's more like somebody goes and they're like, this is where I want to eat. And then the person's like, it's a 2-hour wait and there's barf all over our entryway. And you're like, well, I'll be goddamned if I'm not going to like beat... Like, it's like competitive spirit.
No, it's totally...
I will wait! It's post-purchase. I will wait 2 hours!
Post-purchase, like, is where you, like, buy something. Let's say it's a really shitty product, and, like, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Your friends all think that you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, did you hear about Jim? He paid $300 for a pair of socks, and they already have holes in them. But Jim's like, these are the best socks ever! Because he's trying to justify...
He's trying to justify to himself.
The fact that he spent $300 on a pair of socks. It's funny, I do that all the time. I bought a real lawnmower, R-E-E-L, like, the old-fashioned motorless lawnmowers.
Okay, the push... Like, it doesn't work.
No. Okay, so here's when I start to think, because most fallacies, like, you don't know you're doing them. I'm starting to think, I don't know I'm about to make this. But it does work.
It's happening.
And every time I mow the lawn, Molly's like, wow, the lawn looks extra green today. And so this is another fallacy. It could be making my lawn greener, but it's not. But the differences between a motor lawnmower and a real lawnmower is that the real one will snip it, right?
That's...
And the other one will mulch it, will, you know, like...
Chops it.
Yeah.
It chops it.
So, the only negative... There's two negative pieces to this thing. On the lowest setting, it can get caught on, like, a little tiny rock or a piece of mulch and, like, kind of get stuck. Or, like, it'll hit the ground. Which your lawnmower will do that
too.
This
sounds like objectively the worst product I've ever heard of.
Your lawnmower will do that too, but it's got horsepower behind it that will straight up just scalp the grass and the dirt
And the rocks.
And the rocks.
And the children's toys. It doesn't matter.
All that stuff.
It's going down.
So this
you're
going to
obliterate that children's book into 7 billion pieces, never of which you will ever get off of your lawn.
So I have to do it on the second setting, in which case it's perfectly fine. It's actually just the same as same experience as a push mower.
Is it?
Yeah, you can come try it.
Mm-hmm, I will. And I'll tell you if you are full of crap.
If I'm making a post-purchase fallacy.
Yes. I feel like that's why people get siloed into, like, Apple versus Android is because they
Oh my gosh, you're so right. That is so true.
They both secretly know their product is garbage,
you
but they don't want to admit
it.
That's like, so you know, true. In the back of your mind, like, this thing's a piece of garbage. But I gotta justify it to myself.
I just spent $1,000.
Yeah. But then the Android guy's doing the same thing. But neither of them know they're doing it, so they're standing on like a platform of like, my phone's better. But really, what they're saying is, my phone sucks, but I'm gonna pretend it's better. Yep. When they're both bad.
They're both bad.
They
well,
really are.
Well,
it's like Windows versus dude. I'm sorry, everything's bad. Like. This is the great... We've reached the final conclusion of the show. That's it, everyone. Thanks for listening to Snack Break. Everything is bad, and nothing, and nothing
Snack
works.
Break.
It's true, though. So
when it comes to phones, then you got to weigh the pros.
Listen to this.
You
got to
weigh the pros, then.
Tell me if I'm being too critical.
Yes.
So last night... I think I am. I probably am. I don't know anything about what it takes to be
a
developer.
Are you recording a podcast?
Yes.
Are you talking to a friend who's also equally critical?
I don't know. Yes.
Yes. Is there anybody to curb your criticism objectively?
No, because the audience doesn't provide feedback or rate our show on iTunes or leave us voicemails.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
I was being critical. Okay.
So, yes, you are being critical, overly. But let's
yesterday,
do it. Let's do this.
Let's. I feel like this particular group of people deserves criticality. So yesterday...
Yeah, men below the age of 23, gosh.
My kids go down to nap early. Well, not nap, but we do tablet time.
Ooh.
So they get a little bit of time before bed to chill on their tabs. And some parents have criticized us for that, but I think that it's great because I'm training their little minds to understand software and stuff. And like Clara, especially, she's a whiz with that thing. Anywho, I go upstairs to start getting prepped for my stream. And my little thing pops up, and it's like, yo, you have a Windows update. And I don't know why I do this, Tate, but every time I trust Windows, every time...
This'll be 30 seconds.
Every time I trust Microsoft...
5 minutes.
I'm like, it'll be fine. I'm sure they know what they're doing over there. So I update it. It actually goes quick. It was a very quick update. It comes back up, and my sound drivers are just obliterated. Like... They changed all of the sound settings.
Mm-hmm.
None of my like custom cabling chains work at all anymore for mm-hmm. like the way that I process the audio for streaming. I can't select the correct devices. The whole menu's different. Everything's bad. I tried reinstalling the drivers. I tried this. I tried that. So finally, I clicked what is the greatest button ever created in the history of the Windows operating system, which simply states revert to previous build.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
whoa,
they added they added a thing now where you can just click, you go into your security and update settings, and then there's a button that says revert to previous build, and it will actually just roll you back to the most recent build that you had before the one that you did, which actually, even though the UI was really bad with that feature, it worked great. I will say that. I will give them that one. It worked amazing. It went in, it rebooted. It did a little spinny guy. It only took about maybe 5 minutes, and then it popped right back in, and I didn't lose anything. Everything was exactly where I left it, and everything was fine, and it worked great. But I understand the difficulties conceptually. I'm not a developer, but I understand how many different CPUs and memory chips and motherboards, and I understand there's so many different components and so many different ways that a person can set up a computer. I get that, but at the same time, I'm just like, what... Why does it seem to break so many people's things every time? Like, I'd understand if it was just some, like, weird fringe of people, which maybe it is. Maybe it's just, like, the vocal minority. Like, you're terrible, all your updates are bad, when it's really, like, 3% of the people saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that is the case, though. I think they actually break everything every time. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody's audio drivers were jacked. Or it's like everyone who had X type of processors drivers were jacked. Or everyone with a gigabyte motherboard's processors were jacked. Or drivers were jacked.
You're saying it's not a one-off. It's not just you with that brand.
Well, maybe it is just me, but, like, I don't think it is. I think a lot of people complain all the time. My question is it too critical of Windows? Like, it's a good operating system. It works great. I mean, most of the time. It's actually incredible how great it works.
That was not what I wanted. I wanted the window.
You want to roll that window
down? Dying in here, Benny.
I don't have... You can't do that.
It's fine.
You can open
I'll die a little bit more.
Are just you
finish
okay?
Finish your monologue.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to turn it on?
Sure.
Start it up. Start up that AC.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, dude.
Are you not sweating?
No.
Oh! Whoa! Wow!
Advertisements!
Wow. You didn't know, but we are officially sponsored by...
91.9.
Whatever's on the radio. Anyway. Finish your monologue. Windows is a good operating system. You would think that...
Windows is a great operating system. It works the majority of the time. It does some really incredible and complex things. But at the same time... Why do the developers seem to have so many problems updating their software, like, in a way that doesn't break people's things? And...
I haven't been able to install an update yet. I've had to do it manually every time.
Why are they updating everything so... it's fine. Leave it alone. I actually wrote that. It was like, why are you reverting? And I specifically... I gave him, you know, being the technician that I am, I try to be a good boy, and I left very specific details on exactly what wasn't working. But then I also was like, ... Why can
it
you
was
just
working it's, before.
It's fine, just leave it alone. Like, everybody's happy. You have the highest approval rate you've had in a while, President Windows. Maybe just let it simmer for a bit. Stop trying to innovate stuff that doesn't need to be innovated. That drives me crazy. Cuz like what they did was, you know how when you right click the little speaker icon in the system tray,
yeah,
it pops up with a little simple dialog menu that says recording devices,
playback
devices, right?
Yeah.
They changed that to where when you right-click that, there's only one option that says sound or something, and you click that, and it goes into one of those, like, really fancy Windows 10 windows that doesn't work, doesn't do what you need it to do, and is confusing and looks awful.
You need the actual, like, audio list of
I need the pro settings, and they took them away.
Yeah.
And my direct sound didn't work, and my wave out didn't work at all.
Woohoo!
I'm pretty sure that that's a conflict with Reattack and my motherboard, but that's another topic for another day.
Well,
they should have tested their software with that.
I spent $5,000 on the latest iMac, and I haven't experienced a single problem ever. It's basically the best.
I'm sure.
That's a lie.
Enjoy that touch bar thing.
Ooh.
And also never playing any games ever on it. Which is really the whole reason to have a computer at all, let's face it.
That's true.
I feel wrong. I feel like I'm doing something bad and wrong and dirty every day, Tate, when I come to the office and I use my computer all day and I don't do a single game. Like, it wants to compute the three-dimensional objects that make you feel like a hero. It doesn't want to compute Word documents and emails.
Well, I bought my $5,000 Mac just so I could use Word, PowerPoint, Chrome, Facebook, you know. The internet and Facebook. I need both of those apps.
Dude, there was like some sleazy salespeople I used to work with at another unnamed electronics retailer who would like straight up like tell grandmas to buy, like they'd do that.
Oh, that's so bad.
Like grandma would be like, I just want to check Facebook and play Candy Crush. And they'd be like, let me show you this $5,000 MacBook Pro.
Or here's
do I really need all that? Oh, you're going to want it.
Here's a $50 tablet. Oh, you need a keyboard. Boom. They could literally do that. It'd
yeah,
be
you
no
could
problem.
Do anything.
Or Chromebook for Grammy.
Chromebook's bad for Grammy.
Why?
Because
all she needs is Chrome.
She doesn't understand Chrome.
That's true. But she needs
Windows.
It.
Windows is... This is the sad part. Windows is actually the best operating system for Grandma. But it's also the worst one because it has the most like viruses and spamware and
well,
conware
and
bloatware.
Is there a problem with your Windows
but
computer?
Right.
I will hack into your system and fix it.
But it actually works really intuitively for like older folks that it's like... You know, they used to even take it a step farther where, like, the shortcut for Internet Explorer literally just said the internet. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was,
pretty smart.
That was shady.
I used to install Ubuntu on a lot of elderly folks' computers back when I was
it was fine as long as you didn't update it.
Well, they didn't know how to update it. But, yeah, you just, like, throw it on there. You'd find all the drivers, make sure everything was working, and then you'd get, like, their their internet.
Chromium or Mozilla. Chromium
or Mozilla Firefox usually, and then Thunderbird for their emails.
Yep.
And then, like, boom goes the dynamite. Although, that started to backfire on me a little bit, because then they'd
printers.
Be like, well, and Netflix and stuff like that, like Silverlight-based stuff. But most of the time it worked fine.
Now it's fixed. Now all that's fixed.
Oh, you can do that now.
Oh, yeah.
I have not booted up a Linux distro in a very long time.
I don't even think you need Silverlight anymore.
Unless you count, like,
you know,
consoling into actual Linux servers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do that all the time, but I don't, like, have an actual Linux operating system.
Yeah.
Ever.
Back on the PF Chang's thing, they have lettuce wrap taco thingies, whatever. Lettuce. I think lettuce wraps. Whatever. Those are good. But that's
with
it.
Like the duck sauce and it's like some like a dumpling inside or something.
No, like meat.
It's just meat inside of a lettuce. That sounds like you're getting ripped off.
Oh yeah, I mean you are, but it's good. It's good. I paid $7 for this thing. Of course it's good.
All right. What else, Tate? How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's the thing. That was the weirdest episode we've done yet. Like
no,
for sure.
It was definitely.
I mean, it was fine. I was entertained. I was very entertained by it. But it was just like
you solved.
I loved how just like it was just random.
You solved the Android versus Apple.
Oh yeah, we did get a gem.
You figured out what was
the largest case of post-consumer regret ever.
You figured out what was wrong with the entire world with your sweeping statement of everything's broken.
Everything's bad. That's true.
That's also true. And now I'm getting blown up. Something.
Oh, dude, you know what I actually was going to talk about today? We don't have time. We'll talk about it next time, I guess. I finally found the most superior way to enjoy your career.
What is this?
I can't say. People got to tune in next time.
Da, da, da!
Snap break!